Okay, thank you. Well, welcome everybody out to our Board of County Commissioners meeting today for the 9th of September. We appreciate you all joining us. As is traditional, we will begin our meeting with a prayer, reading, or thought, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. And we look to the audience for volunteers who might lead us in that prayer, reading, or thought, or the pledge. Are there any volunteers? All right, not seeing any. I will happily do the prayer. Bill, will you do the pledge?
Absolutely.
Okay. Our beloved Heavenly Father, we humbly come before Thee at this time, grateful for the opportunity to gather together and to assemble. We're grateful for the blessings that have been bestowed upon our county and the richness that we enjoy in our lives here. At this time of continued turmoil, we ask that You will continue to watch over the good citizens here, that they might find means and ways to remain healthy and safe, and that we can find spirit of cooperation and collaboration as we work together to overcome not only the drought and pandemics that face us, but differences as well. We express our gratitude for this free nation and the opportunity to govern, and ask that Thy Spirit will direct and guide this meeting, that we might do our actions might be reflective of things that will be beneficial to the citizens of this county. In this prayer, we humbly offer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. If you would, please stand for One Nation Under God.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Lee, and for all those participating electronically. We'll now go through the process of building our agenda. All items will be considered moved to consent unless held for additional discussion. On our regular consent agenda, we had 30 items initially listed. I have item number one of the Employee of the Month to be held for presentation. And I have a note for consent agenda items numbers 23 through 30 to be approved pending legal review. Looks like that's okay with the other two.
Absolutely.
Okay, are there any additional items on consent, Commissioner Lee, for you
yes.
to discuss?
I'd like to recommend, I don't know if this is, I guess it's on. I'd like to recommend on item number six, if we could continue that to a work session. This did come before us before. We asked that it go to a work session for more discussion. I know Dave was working with that. If that could be continued to work session.
Sounds great.
Okay. I don't mind number 14 being left on consent with some clarifying language, and I wonder if we wanted to clarify that now. Rob?
Sure.
Yes, Rob Moore, County Attorney's Office. Number 14 just had a typo. It had both the city of Saratoga Springs and the county identified as city, and so it gets a little confusing within the document when they're both identified as city, when it refers to them. So we just needed a clarification. The attorney's office can do that, work to do that. I understand there's a time sensitivity to this one, so you could approve it subject to our review. That'd be fine.
Right, and I'm great with that.
Okay. Then if we could hold number 15 and 16. If we could hold number 21. That's all I have.
Okay, Commissioner Ainge. Okay.
Yeah, I hear some real broken conversation. I don't know if it's a connection. When Alice and Bill were talking, I heard it. Or Dave Shotcroft and Alice were talking, I heard it very clear. Has the meeting begun?
Yes. So we are building our agenda. I was wondering if you had any items from consent to hold for discussion.
I cannot hear people in the room talking. I mean,
so
I can hear it, but it's
here's the problem.
Not
the speakers here in the room aren't being picked up by the phone.
Move the phone over to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not hearing it on YouTube either.
Okay, we are having some audio challenges we're going to work on really quickly.
That's the word I'm getting. Nothing on YouTube as well.
We can hear on YouTube.
Oh, you can now? Okay. That's what that's different.
Okay, Tanner, is that better?
Yes.
Okay, great. So the question to you, Commissioner Ainge, is if you had any items on consent besides 15, 16, or 21 that you would like to hold for discussion.
I had a quick comment on item number 7.
Okay.
Consent.
Go for it.
Okay, on item number 7, I'm fine having it on consent for approval. It's not material, but it's an interesting thing. We should not be signing credit agreements with small retailers. I think they can do business with the county. They should know that the county is a creditworthy agency. So from time to time, these things are finding their way onto our agenda, and I don't think we should have these on our agenda.
Okay.
This is Ben Gennari with the County Attorney's Office, representing the CJSB. Please, anytime that there's a terms and conditions, a department doesn't have the authority to bind the county. So because there's terms and conditions attached with those, that's typically why they get on to the commission agenda. I don't know if there's a way we could fix that.
Yeah, like if there's real terms, that's fine. But I think that the reality is, if they're asking us to like fill out the credit application, we should just say no. And that, you know, we're the county, we're Utah County, and they should know that it's a creditworthy agent. You know, and if they don't want to do business with us, we don't need to fill out every single credit application like we're a small business.
Okay. Duly noted. Thank you. Seeing no additional items from consent to hold, I will look to our regular agenda. On regular agenda, item number 9, I have that to be stricken as number 30, as it's a duplicate. It's the same as number 30. I don't have, and then on regular agenda, item number 21, that needs to be stricken because that was actually approved in our last meeting. And I have regular agenda item number 29 to be held for action. Commissioner Lee, any additional items on regular to hold for discussion?
Yes. If we could hold numbers 1, 2, and 3. They go together. Number 7 for some discussion. Number 8, Anthony, I think Anthony's on the phone, right? There's some confusion in that document. I'll hold that one. Hopefully he's on the phone. I think we have the documents now on number 14 and number 16. And then number 29, you said you were holding.
Yes.
Number 31, did you discuss, did you say anything about 31? No?
No.
Okay, number
30 was the one that was a duplicate. We struck 9 because 30 was it.
And then number 31 and number 32.
Okay. Commissioner Ainge, so we have regular agenda items numbers 1, 2, and 3, 7, 8, 31, and 32 to be held for discussion. Do you have any additional?
I'm still struggling a little bit to hear, but I don't have anything else to hold.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay. Everything else will be considered approved, ratified, or as noted, and move to our consent agenda. We'll now move to consent agenda item number one, which is the recognition of our employee of the month. I have the information on that. I will read the letter that was submitted. It says, "We are incredibly lucky to have some of the best county employees working at the Children's Justice Center. There is one employee who I feel is deserving of special recognition for her superior work and ability to manage quite the interesting job assignment. That is Annette Dyer. Annette is our employee of the month." So it goes on to tell us, "Annette's job title doesn't fully capture the many hats she wears here at the CJC. Annette is the coordinator over our two main volunteer programs, our on-site victim assistance program, as well as our mentor program. Annette is continually recruiting, training, supervising volunteers who generously give their time to the CJC and help in its primary mission to reduce the trauma of the child abuse investigation and help the child feel safe to reveal the truth. Having our center in a healthy, populated college town means we have frequent turnover with our volunteers who are not permanent residents or are getting involved as part of a school assignment. If volunteers are not able to come in for their assigned 2-hour weekly shifts, Annette will try and contact a substitute, but more times than not acts as the volunteer during that shift, spending her time with the child down in our waiting rooms, keeping them engaged in fun activities while they wait for their interview and investigative officials to meet with their parents. Annette has a natural comfort with children and can engage with kids of all ages with varied backgrounds, behaviors, and needs. She can quickly gauge the kids' interest. I've walked in on fun, imaginative Lego creation projects and intense games of Jenga. In addition to recruiting and maintaining our on-site programs, Annette is keeping track of multiple families and mentors participating in our mentor program. Mentors are community volunteers who go through 40 hours of training to commit to work one-on-one with the child who's been through our center for a 6-month period. 3 times a year, she organizes the training, inviting the speakers, preparing the materials, advertising the training, hosting the training, etc. This is a huge project undertaking, and this training always receives such high words of praise for both content as well as overall experience. She is very invested in not only the success of the program, but the experience for the child, the family, as well as the mentor. She follows up regularly with both the family and the mentor during the placement to ensure a successful match has been made. As if dealing with 50-plus volunteers and their needs isn't enough, she is also the first person to volunteer to help cover phones, help a walk-in, do an intake with a family when appointments have been double or triple booked, read someone's grant report, and offer constructive feedbacks and assistance, clean up and log a donation, etc. She's one of the hardest working, most dedicated staff at the center, and we're lucky to have her with us. Again, congratulations to Annette Dyer." And is Annette with us here? Come on up. We can grab you down here if you want. Okay, next up I have consent agenda item number 15, which is to approve and authorize the signing of an agreement with the CGBS Architects for repairs to the Health and Justice Building parking structure and repairs for the Utah County Security Center for the amount of $45,000. Commissioner Lee had questions.
Yes, thank you. And I know, Richard, you and I have had some discussions on this. Anytime that I see an agreement that doesn't go through a process of bidding, I'm going to scrutinize it a little bit harder and probably a little bit more. And so with that, I just kind of wanted to have the conversation about why we don't have to go, or why we shouldn't need to go through a bidding process with this. I understand with architects. I mean, this one facility was built in 2000, and I believe four, wasn't it? Four
the,
earlier.
The parking structure.
Yeah, the parking structure. And so I understand that, you know, the GSBS were the ones that put that together.
Correct.
But we own the plans to it. I mean, since we paid them for that. So I'm just wondering why we don't go through the regular process when we're doing bidding bids like that.
Yeah. So with this, there's two different projects that are tied to this contract. One is the Health and Justice Building parking structure. We have a brick veneer that's on the building that is starting to delaminate from the structure, and it needs to have some repair work done on it. What the GSBS contract would do would be to design the fix and do all the bidding documents, everything like that, so we can actually go out to a contractor to have that work done. The second part is EFIS repairs. That's the stucco, the siding that's down on the security center in Spanish Fork. Similar type thing there. It's aging out as far as the stucco. Needs to have some repairs done on it. GSBS was the architect that did both of those buildings originally. As we met with Robert Baxter and looked at our options, felt like it was in the best interest of the county to go back to GSBS because they had done the original designs, and it would likely save us money rather than going out to a separate firm to have them have to start over from where GSBS had left off, where they had already done the work. So that's the rationale behind it.
So one of the questions I've had is, did we reach out to another party to verify that would actually save us money, or is that just speculation?
I have not, Robert. I don't know. You know, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. So I guess that's, I mean, I, and there's just kind of speculation on there if it would save us money or not. We're just wondering if it would. Okay. Well, I the work needs to be done.
Yeah, it does.
I get that, and but I just if and the next one, I mean, it's another one right behind it too, and you know, the same thing, and I'm always a little bit sensitive to that because I know I want to make sure that we're defending why we're going this way, because you know, others may call up and say, well, I never even got a chance, you know, to bid on it or do anything of that nature, and I want to make sure we're being open and transparent with that as possible. Okay, that's all the questions I have.
Okay. Commissioner Ainge, any question? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve and authorize the signing of the agreement as stated, number 15 on our agenda, published consent.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I am going to abstain from making a second because I cannot hear the conversation that is happening in the room.
Okay.
So I cannot vote until I can hear what's happening, unfortunately.
I understand. They're working on that. It should be another minute or two, and they'll hopefully have that fixed. Given the situation, I will suspend the rules and second the motion. I have a motion and a second to approve consent agenda item number 15. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That will carry 2-0 with an abstain from Commissioner Ainge, who is unable to, with the notation of technical connection issues. All right, next up we have consent agenda item 16.
You want me to come up there so he can hear me? Would that be helpful?
Oh. It might, if you maybe just could stand by the phone.
So while you're coming up, this is kind of the same situation where we've got a letter of determination stating that we should go with this company without going through the bid process. One of the questions I guess that I have is that I understand that this is going to be intended for a one-year purpose, and
correct,
then hopefully we'll have our own built. Wasn't there a company though, Instant Pay, said that they'd do it for free, and so I'm just wondering why we're paying for something if we're doing it for a one-year period of time if we're going to just go ahead and do it at the end of the year and rebuild it ourselves.
The instant pay, I believe, covered the payment side of it. It did not cover the reservation side of it. So this would make an all online system for parks reservations, pavilions, camping sites, things like that. It would also make it so we can do the online payment. And with the suggestion from IT that we go with this contract for a year, and then hopefully within that year's time, they would have the bandwidth to be able to go in and actually get us a system built that would be able to do all of the reservations and payment online through a county system.
Yeah. So again, I guess the ultimate question is what determines that we don't need to go through the regular process? Why is this one so different? I mean, there's plenty of people who do this.
Yeah, my understanding is IT is the one that had brought this to us from sports sites. Felt like as they had looked at it that it was this was the most cost effective way to go, and there's other sites out there that do this, but they were substantially more money when they had looked into them. This was a fairly inexpensive one for a 1 year contract, and then they are also a local company. I know there are other local companies that do similar type things, but from what I understand from the IT side is that this was the most inexpensive.
Okay. I just want to give you that opportunity to talk about it.
Did that help at all, Commissioner Ainge? Could you hear me?
Maybe. Yes, I could hear you, Richard. I couldn't really hear Commissioner Lee, but I heard you, and I'd be comfortable approving this one.
Same distance away.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hopefully you can hear us all better now. We've got a little bit of a boost speaker going. I would entertain a motion on consent agenda item number 16.
I'll make a motion that we approve and authorize the signing of the agreement as stated on our consent agenda number 16.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve consent agenda item number 16. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
And that will pass 3-0. Next up, we have consent agenda item number 21, which is to approve and authorize the signing of a change order for agreement numbered 2019-147 with Asset Works to eliminate the fuel interface required with Petroproven and change to integrated with the Asset Works fuel program. Commissioner Lee, you had a question?
Yeah, this one, I've had problems with Asset Works, and obviously I voted against it when it was first being implemented. There were some promises there, you know, that we'd have some things that would happen with Asset Works and it'd be online and we'd get some programs out of it, which we're still working on, unfortunately. The part of the questions I have here is when we were going into Asset, because we're getting rid of a program to get another program, which is more there's some equipment that goes along
with it.
There's
some hardware and some software.
Hardware and software, but also there is some training that's going into it as well.
Correct.
And this is new enough in the way of this program that I don't understand why we didn't know about this when we were going through the purchasing process. Is it new? Is it a new parcel that they have to it? I don't understand why we're...
It's a component they had in Asset Works. At the time, we were not anticipating changing it out from Petrovend. In the time that it's taken to get everything up and running with Asset Works, we've had some issues with our Petrovend software and our hardware that we need to upgrade. And if we're going through that, we felt like it was the most advantageous to have it so it's all in one software package rather than trying to make the two software packages marry together if we're going to have to spend the money anyway. So that's the main reason why we're looking at doing a change order now, is because we have had some software issues on our current system that we're going to have to actually change out software and hardware on, whether we stay with Petrovend or go with Asset Works or any other vendor. Felt like the best thing to do would be to have an integrated system that would all function together. That will have all of our fuel usage, everything like that, all into one software package and have it all tracked together.
Okay. So, and so we've had this, is it Petrovend?
Petrovend.
Petrovend for what, 2 years now? We haven't used it?
No, Petrovend is actually the one we've been using for a number of years.
But has it been running? Has it been functioning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. That's the one we've used. And it's probably been 15, 18 years that we've been using it. But the hardware is end of life.
On that?
It's on the Petro vendor. So the idea would be to change it to the Asset Works hardware and software and have it all on one integrated system rather than have two different systems working together. So.
Okay. End of life. We've had it for 2 years, I guess.
No, we've had it a lot longer than 2 years.
Petrovend?
Yes.
Oh, it's not part of Asset Works.
No. Petrovend is totally separate from it.
Oh. So now you're just folding it into the Asset Works
Correct.
One instead. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That makes sense then. Thank you.
Okay. Seeing no additional questions, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move that we approve and authorize the signing of the change order on our published consent agenda number 21.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve consent agenda item number 21. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That will carry 3-0. Thank you. We'll now move to regular agenda item number 1. Regular agenda items numbers 1, 2, and 3 do kind of tie together. I know, Commissioner Lee, you had a comment or a question on these, if you'd like to lead the discussion.
I know these all three tie together with the right-of-way, the change.
Okay, we're back in our open session. I'll entertain one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll suspend the rules in second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion will carry 2-0. Thank you.